Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show as we head down the road with Dr. John Lott now. Dr. Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, one of the longest contributors to the program because of his incredible expertise and knowledge when it comes to gun laws, statistics, the truth, and not the emotion of it all. Dr. Welcome.
One of the longest?
You might be the longest. I think you're number two, actually. I think the professor is number one out of Texas. But you're right there. You know, I don't mean to slight you. You know, we love you.
Just feeling slighted there a little bit.
Fair enough. Anyhow, Dr. Lott's here. A big hearing coming up today on Capitol Hill with U.S. Senate red flag laws. What is this about? Because we've been talking about this, and I don't like this because it's so subjective. Because they're pushing the same thing here in Michigan. We should have laws that will come and the police will pound on your door and they will disarm you if somebody says that, you know, you're not stable, you're not acting right, you're a danger to yourself, to others. And they up to here in Michigan, it includes like an ex-spouse. Well, let's miss boys and girls. The ex-spouses will say the worst things possible about their ex-husband, their ex-wife, you know, to get them jammed up. I it seems like a bad precedent, but it's going in front of the U.S. Senate. What are your thoughts, sir?
But it's kind of like the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report. They're trying to predict whether or not somebody's going to go and commit a crime or commit suicide. But at least in the Tom Cruise movie, they had psychics to go and try to predict whether somebody's going to go and commit a crime. Here, they have no experts are involved. They have very low standards. You know, you can have one of the bills that can be considered by the Senate today from Dianne Feinstein would allow your guns to be taken away by a judge simply at the level of what they call reasonable cause, which is just essentially not much more than a hunch. You know, and we already have laws in all 50 states to take away guns from somebody who's deemed to be a danger to themselves or others, and those hearings can be done very quickly, but they require some type of expert. And so you may be forced to undergo a mental evaluation. And again, that can occur in a day. What they want to do here is they have very vague standards on what constitutes this. If you go and talk to the states that actually have these rules, there are 14 states now that have them. They'll go and they say, well, we'll look at the person's past criminal history, or we'll look at their gender or age as predictors for whether or not the person may commit a crime.
So wait a second. Wait. As a guy, I'm going to be, you know, men are more aggressive or, you know, that sort of thing?
Men are more likely to go and commit crimes. Younger people are more likely to commit crimes than older people. Older people are more likely to commit suicide. So those are the types of things that they take into account for predictive factors. But, you know, take something like your past criminal history. We already have laws on the books that say your criminal history determines whether you have a gun. If you're a felon, even if you're a nonviolent felon, you lose your right to own a gun. In some states, virtually any misdemeanor, even nonviolent misdemeanors, cause you to lose your right to own a gun. What they want to do is they want to have it so you don't just have to have a conviction. You may have arrest, but not a conviction, or a complaint, but not even an arrest that can be used then to go and take away somebody's gun. So obviously that lowers the standard a lot. I mean, you know, if you are a nonviolent felon, you have mail fraud. Right now, at least you have to be convicted of that before you lose your right to be able to go and defend yourself. And I think they want to leave these things purposely vague. They don't want to codify that and say an arrest but not a conviction, or a complaint but not an arrest. Because I think they believe if it's that explicit, then you know, higher level courts would be likely to strike down.
Well, that's right. You know, it's always, and if this isn't what gets them through, they'll find something else. It's always another tactic, another scheme, another way to separate people from their guns. Because the real drive, I mean, you and I know this. We've known this for a very long time. The real drive is to separate as many citizens as possible in as many states as possible from as many guns as possible. I mean, that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Right. Well, you know, my bottom line is safety. And the thing is, you know, you look at the data on this. We've released a report a little while ago, and there's like no effect, no beneficial effect on suicides. There's actually even a slight increase there. You have, but it's not just significant. You have, you know, and you don't see reductions in murder or robbery or egg bait assault or other types of crime. So the thing is, liberals will understand that to put sanctions on somebody that has AIDS. You know, it's possible someone with AIDS can go and infect other people, and there have been cases of that. But you don't quarantine people like that. You don't do other things. And they'll argue you shouldn't do that because one of the repercussions would be that they don't go and seek treatment to begin with, that they think right. they might be ill. Well, you know, here, if, let's say, you're in law enforcement or a veteran or somebody else who owns a gun, you may, and you have suicidal, you know, feelings or whatever, you may not go and tell even relatives that you're depressed because your gun will be taken away from you.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. So that's the point, you know. Mr. Gruber, he doesn't act right. Oh, that guy's a little depressed. Oh, you know, he said he didn't, you know, maybe better off you say something flip, you know, some sarcastic. The next thing you know, they're pounding on your door. Right. Well, hopefully this doesn't get any traction federally, but there are hearings. My concern, doctors always say.
The problem federally is that both Lindsey Graham, who's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and all the Democrats, including Dianne Feinstein, support having one of these laws passed. And so, in fact, all the witnesses before the Senate Judiciary.
But is that even legal? My question is, I only got about 15 seconds. Is it even legal for the feds to come in and say there have to be red flag laws and overrule the states? You got 15 seconds.
Unfortunately, I think we're long past that. I mean, there are lots of laws that have been passed on guns by the federal government.
So we're stuck with it. Yeah, fair enough. All right, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more, as always, crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org, doctor, always a pleasure.
Great talking to you. Thanks.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.